Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
So the new album is Modern Love, and I noticed something weird. You're spacing out your album releases by like 4 years. Is that on purpose? Or,
yeah, you know, I want to be like Boston. Do you remember Boston?
Was that what they did?
They took a long time between record one and record two and record three and four. Yeah, that's I want to be like Boston. Or like early Def Leppard.
Well, there you go. You know, one of the things you said on your website was that you feel like an album is an unnatural thing. It's an unnatural thing to do, but this album felt very natural to you. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so playing live is natural, right? You're playing, it's like having whoopee time, right? But you're having whoopee with like four dudes, and you know what I'm saying? Like, which could be normal for some. Anyway, playing live is just a collision of people, right? And it's just what's coming off the stage, and it goes out to the people, and you're feeding off the energy, and that's a very natural thing. Being in the studio, you're sort of isolated, and you're trying to sort of capture the best moment you can, and it's usually a layered situation. Even if you track live, you always sort of want to layer a few things on top, so it's sort of a little bit of an unnatural, it's like a supernatural way to make things happen, because it is sort of like conjuring up spirits. You're sort of like waiting for greatness to sort of show up through you. It's a strange thing, you know, and because you want to capture, you just don't want to capture a performance of the song. You want to capture what at the time is sort of like, yeah, that was it. Oh man, that had that thing. And live, you know, sometimes we get the thing and then 5 minutes later we don't have the thing, and sometimes we have the thing for an hour and a half. You know, it's like, that's what I mean by the natural unnaturalness of it.
And it was a few years ago that Come On, Get Higher kind of made you a household name, and a lot of folks hadn't realized you'd been doing this since, you know, 1993.
Yeah.
Did that success change the approach you took anyway on this album?
Or it changed my lifestyle. I mean, pretty much I just, it's like fur now. I have to be, for me, it's more of like, how is this going to go, right? Like, I can't work here. The studio, are you kidding me? Where's the candelabra on the piano? Like, we do that kind of stuff. So it definitely changed that way for my approach. I just can't just go into a studio, make magic. But like, in terms of, you can't expect me to make magic here. But in terms of the approach, it didn't really change anything because I'd had so many records. I understand very clearly that the song is God. The song is paramount. The song dictates what happens. And if you try and trick the song, if you try and push your own views on the song, it doesn't work. I've made enough records where that's happened. So it does, the process for me is the same, sort of always pushing to try and get the best possible song out of a situation, kind of waiting for it, you know, recording, stepping back, getting perspective, going back in. And so really, like, having Come On, Get Higher be so successful was just cool in the fact that I got to take kind of a year and make a record, as opposed to before where I used to take a year to make a record, and every time I wasn't in the studio, I'd have to go back out on tour to pay for making the record. So this was sort of afforded me the luxury of really submerging in the art.
You know, I've always assumed, and I think I'm right here, you're having some of the most fun of anybody I see performing music when you're out there. And what's a day off or an afternoon in a town like Indianapolis mean to you? What would you go do?
Oh, man. This is what I'm saying. I'm sort of like socially, like, tour for me, my life is music. So I usually go buy records. You know, I find like the indie record stores in towns, and I like to eat food. It helps me live. So usually what we do on like big chunks of time off is usually like we do sort of nerdy things like sit and read books, or like, it's not very rock and roll. I guess I should change this around. What we usually do is just we bring in sort of the Coke, and then we usually have it trucked in. And then we have like, you know how people have leaf blowers? Well, we just have those full of drugs, and then we just stand in front of it and people kind of paint us with drugs. And so we usually have to have a dude or a lady to do that. They usually have to be dressed. You like it when they're dressed sort of like rainbow bright. And then Paul is really into My Pretty Pony. So we have to always bring in a farm animal. I mean, it gets bananas. So that's what we usually do on our day off. What I'd like to do is mellow out and just like go record shopping, but I can't because I'm so into drugs and partying.
Well, I assumed after the success of the last record that probably is what happened.
Yeah, the jet doesn't fuel itself, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, why don't you play some more music and talk and make us laugh and do whatever you want to.
I can't do anything with you guys.
It's Friday. What can you do?
It is Friday.
And you're not working right now. Is there anything better than this? All right. Matt Nathanson in Studio 92.